Mrs. Parks, when did this all start? What was the date that you refused to give up your seat on that bus in Montgomery?
It was on December 1st, 1955, in the early evening on Thursday. I had left work and was on my way home.
Were you tired, and did you know that you would get arrested if you didn't give up your seat, or what went through your mind at the time?
Well, I didn't expect to have to give up a seat in the first place because I was not sitting in what we consider the white section of the bus, but just back of the last white passengers who were sitting down. I refused to stand up on the arm of the bus driver. At that point, I had no idea what would happen, but I was resigned to let him know that this was a protest against being mistreated, and I did think I was being mistreated when I was asked to stand up for a white male passenger to take the seat that I was occupying.
What were the events that happened after that?
After my arrest, I was taken to jail, and Mr. E.D. Nixon, who was civil rights leader in Montgomery at the time, he had been the president of the NAACP, got word that I was in jail, so he called a lawyer who called the jail and verified the fact that I was being held. And he and Mr. Dell, who was a lawyer, and Mrs. Dell, his wife, came down to the jail and made bond for me. The trial was set for December 5th, the following Monday.
Did you get very much support at your trial?
At the trial, there were hundreds of people trying to get in to see what was happening. There were many young people who were concerned, and it was the from the college and the schools nearby who first, the young people who first said they would not ride the buses. The first meeting, of course, was Friday evening pertaining to this incident. It was at the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church, where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a pastor. And at this meeting, I had to tell the story and the events of what happened the evening before. And from this meeting, people became more and more concerned and interested and wanted to know what they could do to support my being arrested. And the conclusion was reached spontaneously in the community to use December 5th as a date to not ride the buses. That was the day I would be for the trial.
And what effect did this have on the Montgomery bus system and the people there?
At this mass meeting on December 5th, where hundreds were crowded into the Holt Street Baptist Church and many more people, I suppose several hundred, were outside who couldn't get into the church. It was a unanimous decision in the community to remain off the buses until our requests were met and some changes were made with regard to the way we were being treated on the buses.
Did you fear for yourself, your life, or did people, you know, fear the type of physical violent repercussions that could arise from such a thing?
I actually was never manhandled by the policeman or anyone else. I did get a number of threatening telephone calls, which my mother and my husband received more than I did because they were at home more so than I was. I can't say that I was actually frightened of anything happening to me because many friends tried to make sure that strange people are those who would be harmful to me didn't get near me. I felt that we had to go through with what we'd started because it was the only way to get freedom from the oppression we had lived under. And I believe my lack of actual fear was because all my life I had lived under the type of oppression that sort of conditioned you to danger and potential danger if it should happen.
Mrs. Parks, do you believe in nonviolence?
I believe in nonviolence to the point that we should all be nonviolent, because if all of us are nonviolent and practice doing to others as we would have others do unto us, then there would be no need to even ask the question about nonviolence.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that during the bus boycott, this was a nonviolent protest? However, the trend has changed over the years, particularly in the 60s when you saw cities like Detroit, other places go up in flames. How did you react to that type of protest?
I felt that with the nonviolent struggle not bringing us full freedom, and that the opposition met nonviolence with violence, that the younger people especially and many others felt that it was time to protest in other ways. So it is not that I blame the people who reacted in this way as much as I blame the system that brought it about.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about today? Do you see a drastic change from the Montgomery of the bus boycott and the Montgomery of today? Have you been back there?
I was in Montgomery for one night on December 14th and 15th. I went to Tuskegee to help my former attorney, Fred Gray, celebrate his birthday. And I spent one night in Montgomery and one night in Tuskegee. And I noticed that there's a very, very great change in the way of life there. Everything is open, all public accommodations, schools, housing, and many accomplishments have been done, and much progress has been made that was not evident at the time I was living there. And I'm sure there's still much more improvement to be made.
What brings you to Detroit, Michigan?
I came to Detroit to live in 1957, about August. And the reason I live in Detroit is because I only had one brother, and he lives here. And I and my mother, of course, wanted to be near him, because after he received his discharge from the Army in 1946, he left the South because he couldn't make a living or have the opportunities that he should have as a veteran. And he has never returned for a visit of any kind.
And now you're working with Congressman Conyers.
Yes, I've been working for Congressman Conyers since his first term in office in 1965.
Does that make you close to the movement? I mean, does that keep you in touch with the type of thing that you started back then? And
it does keep me in touch with our problems in Detroit and other parts of the country. By constituents calling or writing in or visiting the office with many problems, and I'm aware that even though some improvements have been made, there's much more to